The Sierra Valley is the kind of place city folks imagine when they dream of living in the mountains, quaint small towns with wide-open vistas of cattle grazing peacefully against a backdrop of snow-covered peaks.
The Western Meadowlark, singing away. It is probably the characteristic bird species of Sierra Valley. They're very common. And
Paul Hardy scans the wetlands through a pair of binoculars as he walks along the braided headwaters of the Feather River in the north end of the valley. He used to fish here as a kid. After studying wildlife biology in college, Hardy returned to start the Feather River Land Trust.
There are a few ducks out there. A couple sandhill cranes way out there.
The Land Conservation Organization bought 575 acres encompassing the headwaters and manages it for research, recreation, and habitat values. The local family who sold the ranch leases it back for grazing cattle. Being a hometown boy makes a big difference when Hardy talks with landowners about how quickly open space could disappear in Sierra Valley.
It's a chunk of about 130,000 acres of private land. And the way California and Western Nevada real estate's going lately, it's really highly threatened. And we've actually seen, especially in the last year, a lot of holding companies and development companies buying up parcels around Sierra Valley. And unfortunately, some of the large ranches have been bought up.
Developers are looking to build luxury homes or a golf course resort. Nearly a quarter of the valley's private property has now been protected from that kind of development, but it's a tough sell, convincing some landowners to sign conservation easements in which they give up development rights in perpetuity. Land prices here have quadrupled in the past 5 years. Cattle rancher Tony Maddalena would rather have sold his Feather River property to another rancher than a land trust, but he's settled with the deal he made.
This is Hamlin Creek that runs down out of the watershed back here to the south.
Maddalena stands on his front porch and looks out from under the brim of a tan cowboy hat, over the creek and 15 miles across to the mountains near the California-Nevada border. As an outspoken director of the local cattlemen's organization, Maddalena has plenty of opportunity to promote what he sees as the economic benefits of conserving working landscapes.
We're land rich and cash poor. And that's the way the business was headed until these conservation easements came along. Now you have at least another tool, then you can make your ranch viable and keep going on and pass it on to the next generation.
Easements work like this. When land can no longer be developed, its market value drops. That lowers estate taxes so families can afford to stay on the land. Many of these agreements allow ranchers to continue their businesses, and keeping land in agricultural production guarantees that open space will not be paved over.
I believe that the biggest threat to our business and our industry in general is development. We're very worried about it because all it takes is a change in the politics and we lose the balance of supervisors who believe that, and then it'll go fast.
Two Sierra County supervisors represent much of the valley, with about 700 folks in each district. There hasn't been a change in the county board in more than 8 years, and it's not because of apathy. Sierra County has the highest voter turnout in the state. Development and growth are hot issues that draw voters to meetings at the community center in Calpine.
My name is Bill Nunes, and I am the county supervisor for District 3.
Nunes represents the ranches and small towns in the Sierra Valley.
The general plan designates in each of the communities over here an area in that community where there could be growth. No leapfrog development, no spot zoning, no subdivision out in the middle of the valley or away from the community. The conservation easements are a very good fit with our general plan.
You've got to look at both sides of a conservation easement.
Supervisor Brooks Mitchell represents the only incorporated city in the county. Loyalton is home to the valley's schools, a business park, county museum, and district offices. Mitchell's a former logger who wants to boost the local economy that spiraled down when the sawmill closed 5 years ago.
You can't just preserve every acre in Sierra County and hope to survive. We have to have some areas that are available for production or for not just agricultural production, but development of some type so people can live and work here.
While Supervisors Mitchell and Nunes focus on different challenges to the valley's rural character, they remain faithful to a county general plan that has so far held off rapid growth and sprawl.
There should always be places like the Sierra Valley. I'm optimistic that we will be able to handle the growth that's existed in the general plan in a way that keeps this valley the way it is and keeps Sierra County rural. And I think that's what most people want.
As Sierra Valley residents grapple with shaping a future that makes economic and environmental sense, it's the old-timers that remind them land is more than real estate. It's their heritage.
I'm Attilio Genasi. I was born here in the valley, lived here all my life. I'm still working at 97. Like I told my family, I hope I die with my boots on out there working on the ranch.
Genasi and his son Jim are putting in long days baling hay for winter. Together they run 200 head of cattle on a 1,400-acre ranch. In the 10 years since community leaders and ranchers first sat down at his kitchen table to discuss strategies to preserve the Sierra Valley, Genasi's become a spokesperson for conservation easements. He signed 500 acres of his property early on.
Well, for me it was an easy decision. The land does not belong to me. It belongs to future generations. It's one of the natural wonders that's there for humanity, and we dare not destroy it any more than we'd cap the geysers in Yellowstone or put the Bridal Veil Falls of Yosemite in a pipe.
Attilio Genasi continues to inspire other ranchers in Sierra Valley and across the state to follow his lead in preserving the rural character of the Sierra Nevada.